Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Tomorrow, Great Britain's citizenry will vote on a referendum asking whether that nation should either remain in or separate itself from the European Union. If the majority supports a departure, both chambers of that country's legislature, called Parliament, would have to ratify that action to make it effective. You probably don't have to wait until the official vote totals come in to know the result. I have a high degree of confidence that the announced results will be to remain in the European Union. That may or may not be what the actual ballots show, but I suspect that the election has already been rigged to get that result. On September 18, 2014, voters in Scotland cast ballots to decide whether to seek independence from Great Britain. Before Election Day, the polls showed that those in favor had a slight majority. The official result, however, was that 55% voted against. That result is beyond the margin of error of the polls. How could such a dramatic difference come to pass? There were a number of vote tabulation irregularities detected, some on video. A truck carrying a large quantity of paper ballots from a district that strongly supported independence suffered a suspicious accident where the votes were destroyed and never counted. Videos show paper ballots counted as no votes that were clearly marked yes. International election observers noted that ballot security was often lax to non-existent, so it is quite possible that the Scottish vote was rigged 2 years ago. That's why I suspect the same thing will happen tomorrow. The ballot counting process will mostly be controlled by those in favor of remaining in the European Union. So, whether or not the majority of the voters tomorrow support leaving the EU, I anticipate that the official results will again show that the secession movement failed. A vote to remain in the European Union will not be the end of this dispute. Around half of the people in Great Britain demand change. Even if tomorrow's vote fails, there will still be financial turbulence going forward. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.